What do you call those kind of bags that you have the pinto beans in out there?
They're just plastic bags. I don't know where we got them from.
Did they ever use any other kind of bags, like the kind that they're in?
Burlap? Yes, you use burlap. You don't find it that much. I guess they're using it for purses and stuff. Burlap is getting to be a fancy thing.
Well, is burlap a sack or a bag?
A burlap was a sack.
And what's it? And then it's plastic. It's a...
just a bag.
So the difference in a bag and a sack is if it's plastic, it's a bag. And if it's burlap, it's a sack. Or paper.
Mm-mm.
Well, you said that your father had a place to grind corn?
Yes.
How much corn did you take to grind at a time? This much?
It wasn't for our use. It wasn't for family use. It was for the pigs. It was a regular crop.
Oh, so you
they just
it
grind it up.
And, oh, how much would you say this much is?
I don't know. We were never allowed to go near the working area.
You had to stay?
Yes, near the house and playground area.
Would you call this an armful? Or
an armful, I guess, yes.
Or an armload or what?
Armful.
And
brazado.
Have you ever heard of the word turn, a turn being this much?
No.
And you said that you had electricity.
Yes.
So you didn't have to use any kind of lamps or anything?
Unless the electricity went off all of a sudden and then an engineer had to come from San Antonio, yes.
What do you call these things here?
Candelabras?
And
chandeliers?
And what about the things you screw in there?
Bulbs.
So, would you use those on the phone, on the ranch?
No. What we had at the ranch would be a regular bulb sticking up.
But you still call them bulbs?
Yes.
The regular. And did you buy nails?
Yes.
How'd you buy them?
By the pound or by the barrel.
So you buy a barrel of nails?
Yes. They're beautiful little barrels, like a bucket.
Have you ever heard of this little size barrels called anything else, like a
barri?
A keg?
No. I know the word keg, but we didn't use it then.
What are those on the barrels? What are those metal strips that go around? What do you call those?
No, we never had a word for it. We just took it for granted that they had them.
Have you ever heard them called hoops or hoops or
anything? I imagine hoops would be a word, el aro.
And tell me about the kind of trees there are around here, the few that there are.
My favorite is the ebony. It's green all winter. When no other tree has leaves, the ebony is. I'll show you mine in a few minutes.
They grow here?
Yes.
Is it blackwood?
Yes.
I didn't know they grow here. Are there any other kinds?
Ash, weeping willow, and then we have the heckberry, pecan. Just about every kind of tree.
Do they grow here natively, or do you have to bring them?
No, native, no. Only the ebony and the mesquite. Maybe south would grow native. Mm-hmm. Depending on the area.
But what about, so you can grow all these other kinds of,
yes.
But you have to bring them in here. Do you grow any other kind of nut trees besides the pecan?
Walnuts.
You grow walnuts?
Yes. I don't have. I had a pecan in my garden, man. An old tree grew around it, and I told him to take it off because it was stunting the growth of the pecan, and he removed the pecan and left the old stump.
Do you grow any kind of nuts that are shaped like this, or like an eye? They're long, and they have shells that have little...
whitish?
Yeah, whitish nuts.
Not here near San Antonio, yes. I have a big food. We don't like them.
What do you call those?
Nueces. We call everything nuts.
So have you ever heard of the pecans? You just call them nuts, too?
Yes.
Do you call them, you say we're having pecans or we're having nuts?
We're having nuts, nueces.
So, have you ever heard of almonds?
Yes.
Which are those?
Almendras.
And in English you call them?
Almonds.
Are those the kind that, they're shaped like this?
Yes.
That we're talking about?